No, I don't know exactly what would happen, but because that gravity is so much lower than what we're used to on Earth, I think it's only about 40% of what we experience, you can imagine that life would be very different because the weather would behave much differently, plant life would behave much differently, people would have evolved differently, and so the impacts, I think, would be significant. So we have a very special planet, and we need to take great care of it. Over. Our days are very busy. We are doing experiments on behalf of the researchers on the ground. We're also doing a lot of activities to maintain the space station. It is a very big and complex and getting a little bit older spacecraft. And so there's a lot that we need to do. And sometimes we can actually even make it better. We can do upgrades. Recently we did some spacewalks where we put up new solar arrays so that the space station can keep generating the power it needs to do those important experiments. Over. I think for me, this job would be even cooler if I got to be one of those researchers. If I was part of a team and we were doing an experiment together and I was running that experiment while I was up here. I do enjoy being a part of a lot of different experiments, but if there was one that I knew very, very well, that would be very interesting to me. Over. Yes, very much so. In fact, this is a 10-minute break for me in the middle of a very busy day, which I'm very happy to get to do. But our days tend to start about 7:30 in the morning and they go until 7:30 at night. And we are constantly hopping from one event to the other. And again, that is either an experiment or doing things that the space station itself requires. It's very interesting. We get to see a lot of different things. So at the end of the day, we may be tired, but it seems really, really rewarding because we've done so many very different things. Over. So we probably don't play the video games that you're imagining, but we do use things that seem like video games to stay current and proficient at what we need to do. For example, we have a computer simulation of flying the robotic arm. We have a giant robotic arm in the space station that we use for a variety of things, catching cargo vehicles. My friend Nicole and my other friend Koichi flew me around. I was on the end of the robotic arm when we were doing a spacewalk. And so we have a computer simulation that allows us to stay very proficient at being able to manipulate that arm. We have one that also helps us practice being able to fly our little spacesuit when we're doing spacewalks. If we ever needed to, we have virtual reality up here that helps us train and be ready to do that. Over. Well, I haven't done that part yet. I've been up here about 4 months and we have not gone home yet. This is my first flight, but we have trained for it quite a bit. And so the sensations are going to be, well, first of all, we're going to be experiencing gravity that we haven't felt for quite a while. And so we're going to start having, we'll have our blood start coming down to our legs where it hasn't spent a lot of time recently. And we'll also be experiencing accelerations on our bodies. So we'll experience some G's, but they won't go from our head to our feet. It will really go back through our chest. And so it'll feel like somebody's sitting on our chest. Over. You know, I've never been woken up by it, but I've certainly seen it as I'm falling asleep. And I did physics before I became a test pilot. And so part of that physics was making detectors not unlike our eyeballs up here. And so when I see one of those things happen, I get really excited about it because it reminds me of my previous life as a physicist. Over. Well, no country can own space, so there's no issues with that, but we do have certain rules, such as we can't have weapons of mass destruction in space. But we, as a community up here in space, we all just make sure that we are good partners for everyone else, and it's just like a big family. Everyone does their part and contributes to this and makes an incredible, incredible human space exploration program.